I've got Chelsea LaRoche. She's the executive director of the Greater Burlington Convention and Visitors Bureau. As we move into May, there's hardly anything going on, Chelsea, isn't there? Basically, I think I've got four pages of stuff going on. There's stuff, things start to... I'm not sure if heating up is the right word, but they certainly do. The calendar certainly fills up, doesn't it?
It's the trend for the summer, that's for sure. And summer is almost here.
All right. You got Bees baseball going on, obviously. The number of homestands, May 1st through the 5th, 16th to the 19th, and 28th to the 30th. And again, Bees, they've been playing great.
They
baseball.
Have. They've had great baseball.
And... let's see, Desserts by Design, that is coming up on Thursday, the 2nd of May. That is an annual event as well, benefiting the Des Moines County Historical Society.
Yeah, and I hear that the desserts are just to die for. I hear they're amazing, so get your tickets soon.
They always have been. Here's a group that is a familiar face or familiar group from RAGBRAI, the Nattas. I think the Nattas have performed. I can't remember any... RAGBRAI where I didn't see the Nattas someplace, somehow, sometime. They're kind of like they're almost like the house band, you know?
Yeah, yep. But we're lucky enough that they're going to get to be at the Washington right here in our own backyard on May 3rd. So 8 p.m. the show will start, and they're one of Iowa's signature alt-rock country bands. They have their own label and everything.
And Greater Burlington Leadership, they've got a special fundraiser happening on Saturday, May 4th, don't they?
Yes, the Lucky Duck Dash. This is your opportunity to purchase a raffle ticket for a rubber ducky, and then they're going to race them across Lake Starker. And the duck that wins, the owner that's holding that ticket, gets to win a $1,000 grand prize. But all of the proceeds from the event are to help with improvements out at the Burlington Y Camp, Camp McBride.
Okay, now, knowing Lake Starker, there is no current in
Lake Starker. No, there isn't. They're going to be bringing in fire trucks to help the ducks move along.
I was wondering, do these ducks have paddles on them? Okay, all right. High school, speaking of, paddles is what's going on the next day.
Yeah, the Dragon Boat Races, they'll be back out at the Big Hollow on May 5th, and... this is an opportunity for the local high school students to just dragon boat race each other.
All right. That's always a huge event. And, again, that's going on again out at Big Hollow. And the 2019 Youth Jamboree. I didn't realize this is huge. It's and it's all free.
Yeah, this is a huge family-friendly event. The day includes instructor-led shooting sports, retriever demonstrations, fishing, guided boat tours on Big Hollow Lake, plus prizes, lunch, free giveaways, and everything is free and everything you need is provided.
And a car show benefiting the dogs and cats. Isn't that appropriate?
That's right.
You don't chase the cars. The cars will be benefiting you. How about that? That's going on May 11th. That's a Saturday. Des Moines County, that's in West Burlington, right?
Yes, at the West Burlington Community Park on May 11th at 9:30 in the morning. And show off your classic car, street rod, or come down and find yourself a new furry friend for your home.
And if you like to stay up late, you've got a very special event at the Burlington Recplex, the Midnight Cup on the 11th and 12th.
Yes, this was a brand new tournament a couple years ago and turned out to be a huge great fun for the kids that have registered. They have the opportunity to play under the lights and in a glow-themed soccer tournament.
And you've got a Mother's Day brunch. Now, Mother's Day brunch is not an unusual thing, but I've never heard of the place where the Mother's Day brunch is going on. Is this a brand-new place?
It's been open for almost a year now, the Evans Holly Grove Inn Bed and Breakfast. It's right near the top of Snake Alley. I believe it's the old Schramm House up there.
And more racing going on through, racing continues basically, it's weekly all the way through the summertime right into the fall at 34 Raceways, right?
Yes, and they've had some great weekends so far, so the weather should hold up well for them. May 16th, the race will start at 2 o'clock that afternoon.
And the Great River Bridge Race has been a benefit for a number of local organizations, and that's going on again, a chance to run across the Great River Bridge. Also, you get to run up Snake Alley on that one, right?
That's right. And for those of you that don't run, there is an opportunity to just do the bridge walk as well if you just want to walk across the bridge.
And the 24th is the kickoff. That's a Friday that kicks off Memorial Day weekend. And it's opening day kickoff party at the pool. they, you know what, last year it was extremely warm, if you remember, on Memorial Day weekend. So I'm guessing they're probably hoping for a similar thing at the West Burlington Pool this coming Memorial Day, right?
That's right, yes. The Memorial Day weekend is normally opening weekend for all the area pools, so it should be a great opportunity.
And for about 20 hours those 2 days, no, I will not be on a bicycle. Well, I will not be riding or racing a bicycle, but I will be talking bike racing because you've got the Burlington Road Races that go on Friday starting at 3, and the Snake Alley Criterium is all day long starting at 8 a.m. in downtown Burlington. And you can't forget the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast is also going on that weekend, right?
Mm, that's right. A Memorial Day weekend is kind of the unofficial kickoff to summer for us here.
I almost forgot Friday Fest. Friday Fest at Memorial Auditorium with a live band and all kinds of other great things going on as well.
That's right. And I believe it's David Kroll in the Heartland that's kicking off the very first Friday Fest. So
you are correct.
Yes.
I knew you would be. Anyway, and then there's a Critter Catch, too, that's going on that Saturday, right?
That's right. If you don't go anywhere for Memorial Day weekend, you are going to stay busy staying right here in your own backyard.
Yes, everything. If we talk about be a visitor in your own backyard, the backyard will be full.
It will be.
Rotary Art Auction at the Arts Center. What's that about?
This is an opportunity for the local Rotary Club to work with local artists and auction off a number of their pieces of work. And all of the proceeds go back to the Rotary Club to help them provide books for area youth.
All right. So good things for good causes, Kiwanis and Rotary, and, of course, all of the other fun things that will be going on. It should be an extremely busy month. We got a few things coming up later on in the summer, too, right?
We're going to have a fun summer right here in Greater Burlington.
And you've got something very special that will be happening as well. That's another story, right?
That's right.
Well, we see you next month.
Yes, you will see me next month. But
okay.
The month after might be questionable.
Might be. All right. Chelsea LaRoute, if they want more information, what do they need to do?
Find it all on our website at greaterburlington.com.
Chelsea, have a great month, okay?
Thanks.